obviously, I know you've wrestled at the highest level, so coming out and helping these kids, what does that mean? What's your message to them?
You know, just hard work. You know, hard work, perseverance. I know wrestling is a really tough sport. It's hard to be successful, and especially at the highest level, you know, but I just want to tell these kids to chase their dreams, and anything is possible with hard work and dedication.
What are you up to these days?
I actually just got back from Armenia. I was in Russia and Armenia for 2 weeks. Last week, just got back Monday night. But right now, just training for the World Championships in September in Budapest, Hungary.
You know, it's kind of frustrating when you look at the Olympic Games now and they took wrestling out. What do you think of that?
It stinks, man. I think it really stinks, you know, especially for these kids. I've had that experience. I've got to stand on top of the medal podium and run with the flag behind my back. But a lot of these kids have dreams to do the same thing, you know. And for them to take the sport of wrestling out of the Olympic Games is possibly denying everyone in here and a lot of kids around the country that dream.
Now, you mentioned, obviously, the World Championship. So there's still international competition. But when you stress to young kids that want to get up to that level and they can't go to the Olympics anymore, what do you tell them?
I just tell them to keep dreaming. You know, wrestling's still a great sport, regardless of the Olympic Games or not. You know, outside of the Olympics, World Championships are awesome. NCAA Championships are awesome. State Championships are still sweet to have. You know, so I think wrestling's a sport that teaches a lot of characteristics that are necessary to be successful in life, even outside of winning Olympic gold medals.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.